This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, August 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. The town of Debec is still figuring things out after approving retail marijuana. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Last April, on April Fool's, the town of Debec voted to embrace recreational marijuana. They okayed retail shops, grow operations, testing, and edible manufacturing. Guy Patterson, the town administrator, says the vote was really close.
It won by 4 votes. And so the town is starting to walk down that road. But since it was so close, we made a big effort to involve the community and the citizens as much as possible in all parts of the rulemaking and the zoning. And we had some very, very good, solid debates within the town. It was good to see.
The town council also made sure that anyone from the industry has been open with the public throughout the process. And it has been a process since the vote.
Since that time, the town has gone through the zoning process. And that is a question of where would we like to allow these facilities. Second thing we did is we went through the application process. What do we want to see in an application? The third thing we've done is discuss the fees for those applications. So right now the town of Debec, for any application, it's a one-time, non-refundable $3,000 application.
Wow, $3,000 for the application, that's quite an investment.
The state is a $5,000 application. So combined, they're looking at an $8,000 application just to get in the door. One thing we've learned in our research is this is not a cheap business to get into. Lots of regulation, lots of application fees, and that is kind of the norm all the way around the state.
The last major part will be deciding the tax structure for recreational marijuana. The town council will start talking about that tonight. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado's commission to look at preserving Amtrak's Southwest Chief Line is gearing up to start its meetings. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The commission's been tasked with coordinating efforts to try and save the line, which faces possible rerouting out of southern Colorado if necessary infrastructure upgrades aren't completed. Jim Subi is the president of the Colorado Rail Passenger Association and was appointed to the commission to represent the tourism industry.
I can't imagine that we're not going to have some skin in the game to make what we want to do happen, but it may well be tourism funding, or there may be other ways to support the train that both make it a better business proposition and also increase the benefits to Colorado.
Subi says they first need to take a closer look at the true cost of the upgrades, which are currently estimated at $200 million across rail lines in 3 states. The commission is also charged with looking at adding a stop in Pueblo and possibly one in Walsenburg. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.
Other members of the commission include Pueblo County Commissioner Sal Pace and La Junta City Manager Rick Klein. The mountains surrounding Newcastle are on fire, but don't panic. They're always on fire under the surface, out of sight. As part of KUNC's series Hidden Colorado, Luke Runyon visited this historic town.
I just pulled into Newcastle. It's a windy day up here. And everyone who I spoke to before doing this story said I should be able to see some evidence of this underground coal seam fire on the face of the mountain itself. I don't quite see anything just yet. I'm guessing it's because I don't know what I'm looking for. So let's go find somebody who does know what to look for.
I'm Joe McNeil, and I'm born and raised in Newcastle. I'm pretty near 75 years old.
I met McNeil at his house, which sits just a few blocks off Main Street. We're standing in his gravel driveway, looking up at the flat-topped mountain across the street.
That is Burning Mountain right there.
That name isn't some kind of metaphor. The mountain is actually on fire, albeit underground. The only outward sign is a brown, barren splotch about the size of a football field surrounded by sagebrush. Snow won't collect there in the winter, and in the summer...
When it storms, you'll see steam coming out. It used to come out further down. So it's moving.
In the 1880s, Newcastle established itself as a coal mining mecca, providing the fuel needed to keep nearby silver mines and Aspen up and running. Miners dug deep into the Hogback Ridge for its rich, dense, and accessible coal deposits. A series of explosions in 1896 and 1899 not only killed dozens of miners, it touched off the fires that are still burning today.
The stories of Newcastle are just, they're like an onion.
Dale Schrull also grew up in Newcastle. He's a writer with the Grand Junction Sentinel newspaper and author of a book on the town's illustrious mining past.
Peel one, and all of a sudden it's about mining to begin with, but then it goes into railroads and railroad crashes.
And then into labor disputes and politics and Wild West lore. Schrull pieced together old newspaper articles and mining records to document the town's path from coal mining to sleepy ranching hamlet to bedroom community for nearby ski resorts, all while the fires burned, leaving marks on the mountainsides.
That's what I love about kind of that barren scar, because it is that reminder of Newcastle's history and its origins that never goes away.
But Burning Mountain isn't even that unique. Elsewhere in the world, coal seam fires burn larger and more frightfully than Newcastle's smoldering mine.
So this is the memorial?
Yeah, there's actually two memorials.
A handful of other underground fires dot the landscape outside Newcastle. In 2002, sparks from one of them touched off the aptly named Coal Seam Fire in Glenwood Springs, burning 29 homes. Newcastle City Councilman Bruce Leland says the smoldering coal seams near his town are relatively harmless.
So far, none of our fires have threatened, and you see there's not enough vegetation on the mountains to catch, so we just kind of enjoy the fact that we've got
it's
something interesting in town. Yes, yes.
There's not too many communities that have underground fires
right.
that have been burning since the 1890s.
Right, yep.
And that culture continues to be embraced in Newcastle today. Traveling through town, you'll notice Burning Mountain Park, Burning Mountain Computer Services. Even the now defunct bowling alley used to bear the name.
Well, everybody knows it's on fire because they have a celebration. They call it Burning Mountain Festival. So everybody knows it's on fire.
That's one of the reasons why longtime resident Joe McNeil volunteers at the town's history museum and is always ready to pass along the legend of the still smoldering Burning Mountain to whoever will listen.
I mean, I'm repeating what somebody else has told me.
Sure.
That's why I say, well, these are stories.
Stories about a town with a Wild West history and a few hidden fires. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.
And finally, a reminder that eastbound and westbound Kebler Pass will be closed to all vehicular traffic at approximately 11 a.m. today and remain closed until tomorrow afternoon due to the USA Pro Challenge bike race. For real-time information related to highway impacts, sign up at CDOT's email and text alerts available at colorado.info by clicking on the green cell phone icon, in addition to the cotrip.org website. Daily road closure information is available by calling 511 anywhere in the state. Stay tuned for Brian and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.